own traveller to signal that he wasn't a threat. As an outsider, and especially one whose craft involved the quasi-magical transformation of metals and its attendant dangers, perhaps the locals considered it prudent to bury him at a safe distance from their community. We'll never know for certain why the Tattershall thought Smith was buried in this unusual manner. He remains an enigma, which, in a way, sums up the ambiguity of the Smith's role implied in the legend of Wayland. He might serve a master, yet he possesses special powers. He's essential to the community, and his workmanship is prized, but he also represents danger, and his mysterious skills set him apart, even at Tattershall Thorpe in death.
That was Leslie Webster with her portrait of the Anglo-Saxon Smith. Tomorrow night, Sarah Foote recovers another figure from undeserved obscurity, King Athelstan. That's at 11:15. 11 o'clock, the time now, so let me now hand you on to Max Reinhardt for tonight's edition of Late Junction. Max, good evening.
Good evening, Ian. Thank you. Last night I heard that Harry Johnson, the legendary Jamaican producer of the Harry J Studios, has died in Kingston, Jamaica, aged 67. Through the 70s, the stars of the day queued up to record there. The Wailers, Dennis Brown, Toots and the Maytels, Burning Spear, you name them, they were there. But back in 1968, he made arguably the first ever reggae single in Cox & Dodd's Studio One studio, almost instantly replacing Rocksteady, the hip rhythm of the day on the island. And here's that single. It's No More Heartaches by the Belltones.
Leave me, I would surely go insane.
Owinnie Techno by the Owinnie Sagoma Band from their brand new second album, Power Punch. This time, the five London musicians and their two Luo musical partners from Kenya recorded in London rather than Nairobi. And you can hear the London influence on their sound. Another thing happened in London too. They heard Shangan electro rhythms from South Africa, and that clearly has affected that piece too. Very nice sound. Now, it'd be good to hear from you, whether you're in London or Nairobi, or anywhere really. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text us on 83111. Now, for around 20 years, German sax player Ingrid Laubrock was a major part of the Fire Collective here in the UK. But 4 years ago, New York City beckoned. And so here's her oh-so-tight but oh-so-spontaneously conversational New York-centric band, Anti-House, featuring guitarist Mary Halverson, pianist Chris Davis, bassist John Hebert and drummer Tom Rainey. From Farm Girl to Fabulous, Volume 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fly Through the Lightning to Speak with the Sun. What a title. From Family Atlantica. It's on their debut album, which is also called Family Atlantica. And it was recorded over 4 years in studios in London and Venezuela. And Family Atlantica are the musical child of husband and wife team Luzmira Zerpa and Jack Iglesias. I remember seeing Luzmira singing, actually, in Caracas at La Concha Acústica, and she managed to actually make the whole audience weep with the beauty of her voice. Wonderful singer. Before that, The Water's Fine by Sepultura, a musical collaboration between Travis Stewart, better known as Machine Drum. We get that. And Praveen Sharma. If anybody out there knows who the vocalist on it was, well, let us know. Tweet at BBC Radio 3. It's the female vocalist. I don't know who that was. I do, however, know who wrote this next work. Joanna Wojny, a young Polish-born composer who now lives in the city of Graz in Austria. This work is from 2011. She's a musical child of Ligeti, and you'll hear that it's music of delicate transformation. She's inspired by pollution, such as sometimes occurs on old films through dust particles and scratches, or that appears if you're looking through scratched glass. It's called On the Disappearance of a Landscape 2 for piano, violin, viola and cello. On the Disappearance of the Landscape Too by Joanna Vojny. And you heard Sophie Schaffleitner on violin, Dimitris Polisoidis on viola, Andreas Lindenbaum on cello and Yana Polisoidis on piano. Well, a strange thing happened today. I received a tweet from Ian Whittingham who said, can we hear Crystal Warren covering Time Has Told Me? And I'm not sure whether it's just the impeccable taste of the man or his telepathic powers, but yes, we are going to play just that. It's one of the revelations of the Way Too Blue Songs of Nick Drake album, Crystal Warren with Time Has Told Me.
Thank you.
Eucalyptus Signata by Akio Suzuki and Lawrence English. And what, you may well ask, was going on there? Well, in 2005 or so, the story goes, Japanese concept and sound artist Suzuki travelled with Australian artist and curator Lawrence English to the Bumbana Forest near Brisbane. English recorded Suzuki performing in the subtropical rainforest of the region, accompanied by the buzz of cicadas and leafhoppers. And if anyone is looking for flora and fauna facts tonight from this here Lake Junction, well, apparently, locally, the Eucalyptus signata is known as the squiggly gum. People seem to really like that Crystal Warren cover of Nick Drake, and I thought it's only reasonable to say to you, well, if you've got Nick Drake covers that we don't know about, why not tweet them in, and we'll see if we can dig them out for tomorrow night's Lake Junction. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk, or text on 83111. Now it's time to listen into the Sufi contribution to Bollywood. Yes, there was one, and it's revealed to us by an intriguing compilation. Sufis at the Cinema, 50 Years of Bollywood Qawwali and Sufi Song, 1958-2007. And it's on the Saregama label, which is an Indian label, and I have to say, they probably do have bad records, but I've never heard a bad record on that label so far. Now, this is Human Tulut Liya, a tune whose popularity has long outlived the 1958 film it came from, which was called Al Hilal. In fact, this tune is the first ever Qawwali superhit, and it's performed by the Ismail Azad Qawwal Party.
तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने काले काले बालों ने गोरे गोरे गालों ने
हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने काले काले बालों ने गोरे गोरे गालों ने
नजर में शौखियां और बचपना शरारत में अदाएं देख के हम फंस गए मोहब्बत में हम अपनी जान से जाएंगे जिनकी उल्फत में यकीन है कि ना आएंगे वो ही मैयत में खुदा सवाल करेगा अगर कयामत में तो हम भी कह देंगे हम लुट गए शराफत में हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने काले काले बालों ने गोरे गोरे गालों ने
हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने काले काले बालों ने गोरे गोरे गालों ने
वहीं वहीं पे कयामत हो वो जिधर जाए झुकी झुकी हुई नजरों से काम कर जाए तड़प तो छोड़ दे रस्ते में और गुजर जाए सितम तो ये है कि दिल ले ले और मुकर जाए समझ में कुछ नहीं आता कि हम किधर जाए यही इरादा है ये कह के हम तो मर जाए हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने काले काले बालों ने गोरे गोरे गालों ने
हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने काले काले बालों ने गोरे गोरे गालों ने
वफा के नाम पे मारा है बेवफाओं ने के दम भी हमको न लेने दिया जफाओं ने खुदा भुला दिया इन हुस्न के खुदाओं ने मिटा के छोड़ दिया इश्क की खताओं ने उड़ाया होश कभी जुल्फ की हवाओं ने हया ने नाज ने लूटा कभी अदाओं ने हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने काले काले बालों ने गोरे गोरे गालों ने
हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने काले काले बालों ने गोरे गोरे गालों ने
हजार लुट गए नजरों के इशारे पर, हजारों बह गए तूफान बन के धारे पर। न इनके वादों का कुछ ठीक है न बातों का, फसाना होता है इनका हजार रातों का। बहुत हसीन है वैसे तो भोलपन इनका, भरा हुआ है मगर जहर से बदन इनका। ये जिसको काट ले पानी वो पी नहीं सकता, दवा तो क्या है दुआ से भी जी नहीं सकता। इन्हीं के मारे हुए हम भी हैं जमाने में, है चार लफ्ज मोहब्बत के इस फसाने में। हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने, काले काले बालों ने, गोरे गोरे गालों ने।
हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने, काले काले बालों ने, गोरे गोरे गालों ने।
जमाना इनको समझता है नेक वर मासूम, मगर ये कैसे हैं क्या हैं किसी को क्या मालूम। इन्हें न तीर न तलवार की जरूरत है, शिकार करने को काफी निगाहें उल्फत है। हसीन चाल से दिल पाए माल करते हैं, नजर से करते हैं बातें कमाल करते हैं। हर एक बात में मतलब हजार होते हैं, ये सीधे साधे बड़े होशियार होते हैं। खुदा बचाए हसीनों की तेज चालों से, पड़े किसी कभी पाला न हुस्न वालों से। हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने, काले काले बालों ने, गोरे गोरे गालों ने।
हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने, काले काले बालों ने, गोरे गोरे गालों ने।
हुस्न वालों में मोहब्बत की कमी होती है, चाहने वालों की तकदीर बुरी होती है। उनकी बातों में बनावट ही बनावट देखी, शर्म आंखों में निगाहों में लगावट देखी। आग पहले तो मोहब्बत की लगा देते हैं, अपने रुखसार का दीवाना बना देते हैं। दोस्ती करके फिर अनजान नजर आते हैं, सच तो ये है कि बेईमान नजर आते हैं। मौत से कम नहीं दुनिया में मोहब्बत इनकी, जिंदगी होती है बर्बाद बदौलत इनकी। दिन बहारों के गुजरते हैं मगर मर मर के, लुट गए हम तो हसीनों पे भरोसा करके। हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने, काले काले बालों ने, गोरे गोरे गालों ने।
हमें तो लूट लिया मिलके हुस्न वालों ने, काले काले बालों ने, गोरे गोरे गालों ने।
Thank you. sikun siku.
Yes, Cuban pianist Omar Sousa calling Agun. Agun, according to the West African spiritual practice of Ifa, are the spirits of those who've gone before us. On the other hand, when I met Omar a few years back, he told me that the oldest tribe of all in this world is the tribe of musician, more ancient than any religion or culture. He'll be touring Scotland for a week at the end of this month. Bon voyage. Touring a little further south, well, Liverpool, Scarborough, Leeds, next week. Manu Delago. Manu is the man who plays two hangs simultaneously. You can hear him on Björk's Biosphere CD, and he was also on that tour to full effect. Now he's got his own album out, Bigger Than Home, and this track is Medina 2. Thank you. John Cage, Music of Changes, Part 1. And Domenico Scarlatti's Sonata K226 just before that, because both pieces are from the album Music of Changes by pianist P. Hsien Chen. And it intersperses the four parts of John Cage's Music of Changes with Scarlatti's sonatas. Well, both composers were maverick innovators in their day, and both can be listened to afresh thanks to that juxtaposition. Happy New Ears, as Cage apparently often quipped. And talking of ears, well, we've got all ears on Twitter at the moment, and there are lots of tweets coming in. Maybe star tweet of the night from Crystal Warren, who tells us that her astral projection course has finally paid off because she got played on Lake Junction. That's what you have to do. From Cage, though, to Chains. And Chains is Caroline Haynes, electronic composer and student at the Royal Northern College of Manchester. This is her new release on Slip Disc, which is a brave local Manchester label. And the tune, or the piece, I should say, is called Speak Gentle Words. Thank you. Speak Gentle Words by Chains, a glimpse of a distant shoreline through the mists of dislocated drums, across a sea of distortion and manipulated vocals. Well, we're getting very near the end of Lake Junction for tonight, but I'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock and I'm going to leave you with another track. From London Is the Place for Me, Volumes 5 and 6, the latest anthology of Caribbean and African music made on these shores way back in the 1950s. Tonight I've chosen Jekafu Ju Agwabo by the West African Rhythm Brothers, led by Ambrose Campbell, who Fela Kuti called the father of modern Nigerian music. But first, a tiny track from Roscoe Gordon of Memphis, Tennessee. This is So Tired. Good night, and thanks for listening. Thank you.
I'm John Shea and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. A Haydn string quartet is 50 minutes away, with some Brahms part songs and Saint-Saëns Third Symphony, known as the Organ Symphony, to follow. I'm starting this morning with one of Saint-Saëns contemporaries, who's also pretty well known, but for just one piece. Charles-Marie Vidor might as well not have written anything other than that organ toccata, as far as the world at large is concerned. In fact, he was quite prolific, and the BBC Concert Orchestra and conductor Martin Yates have recently recorded Vidor's two piano concertos with Martin Roscoe as the soloist. Here's the concerto No. 1 in F minor, which has more than a few echoes of Chopin.